fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of April, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. And Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Steve, we got a holdover from the last hour with a question. That would be Pat in Texas. What's your... follow-up question here, Pat?
Well, on that YouTube, Russia prepares for war with an atomic bomb on the foot. I had a prophetess friend, and she told me some stuff, and I looked to see what happened, and it came true. She said that we were going to be attacked from the air by crop duster-type planes or... you know, things you wouldn't be looking for, simultaneously all over the whole country. And she named the countries, and he's forgotten 2 of them. So, but I know what they are because I checked it out. One of them is Iran. They went over to Venezuela and hung out with Chavez. He's got a book showing him hugging up Ahmadinejad, so you can't hardly see his hand, Ahmadinejad's hand. That's how close they were. And Venezuela's going to attack us. I'll use it El Salvador. Okay, I thought I'd tell you that. And I recommend looking at that YouTube. And I would like to ask the rest of you, especially Jeff, why was Martin Luther King sitting in a communist training camp in Mont Eagle, Tennessee? They put it on billboards in Alabama because they don't like communists in Alabama.
Jeff, you got a response for Pat?
I don't know. You know, I mean, obviously, the communists would want to influence American blacks at the time. They would want to position themselves as civil rights advocates. I mean, look at the Black Lives Matter movement is actually led by self-admitted Marxists. So right. This is a way to divide America by race.
Right, right. Well, Martin Luther King's speechwriter was a known communist also. Anything else, Pat?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Martin Luther King's speechwriter was a known communist. Anything else, Pat?
No, I didn't know that. But I wanted to say this about Hillary. You know, she didn't mind selling us, selling Russia our plutonium, right? You know, when she discovered...
she made a lot of money on that. Go ahead.
She turned against Russia because they said they, at the Olympics, they said they weren't going to have any LGBTs over there trying to influence their children. And that's what she is. So now she hates Russia. Hey, there's some things more important than communism, right? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for
the call. God bless y'all.
All right. Well, Steve, welcome aboard. You haven't been with us for a while. You've had some issues to take care of, and we only got you for 30 minutes, so we're going to have our callers be on hold because your time is limited. And what updates do you have for us, Steve?
Well, one thing, maybe we can double back to the question that your caller had, or some of the thoughts that she shared as far as Venezuela and things like that. Of course, I've been in quite a few meetings. I have to go through them every week anyway. And one of the big topics has been Russia, Iran, and the issues that are going on over there. There are factions in the government that would like to get this world war going sooner, i.e. the Biden administration really being steered by Hillary Clinton. It is true, and others, people probably consider a lot of this conspiracy, but it is true that Hillary has moved a tremendous amount of her financial assets to what is considered to be safe haven accounts offshore. But the game plan for this new world order is not to have this world war begin until 2024. So although we will see a lot of saber rattling, a lot of posturing, things of that nature there, they're going to try to stick to the plan. But people like Hillary and Joe Biden, they would like to get the war going because there's economic benefits for them to have the war going at a sooner date. But, you know, and as crazy as it sounds, I keep being told, you're not going to see that happen. And I think when we saw Russia back away from the Ukrainian border was just another example of that. It's just Russia showing that we're here, but they have a part to play. And I've been told that Iran is going to play a major role in this, which when we say Iran's going to play a major role, a lot of people don't realize how well Iran is controlled as it is by the elitist. Rouhani, he is definitely one of their puppeteers that's in the government there as the president, President Rouhani. And yes, they did this whole issue about the missile that struck near the Moderna nuclear facility in Israel was not a stray rocket. That was an intentional strike. And the technology that Iran uses was given to them by the Chinese, and it basically makes that missile become invisible. And I know, as crazy as it may sound, John, and maybe we'll just say it anyway, normally I don't even go into this, but the same technology that was used in the Philadelphia experiment, which is considered to be conspiracy, but it's not, is the exact same technology that they use when they fire these missiles. We have that technology. China has it, Russia has it, now Iran has it. And this is the reason why when our troops were hit in Iraq by Iran retaliating for Soleimani's death, all of our men were in bunkers, and yet the Patriot system could not knock it down. Because what happens is the missile disappears after it's launched. It reappears when you can only see it with the naked eye. And then, of course, when it does, you can't do anything to stop it. The same thing the Saudis dealt with. And Iran has just been playing with the technology just to kind of boast themselves that they have it. And Israel knows, because Israel's part of this game plan, too. Unfortunately, this New World Order is a global initiative, this definitely going to come to pass if they have their way. I mean, we could derail it, I guess, but that would take a lot of people waking up to really what's going on to derail it. One thing as well, John, that I was told that is definitely going to happen, though, very soon, it's the next move on the board that is going to catch a lot of people off guard, mainly not so much Taiwan, but Malaysia and Hong Kong. China is going to make their move very soon, and they're going to take Taiwan, Malaysia, and Hong Kong, as the way it was expressed to me, back underneath their umbrella, because they were part of the communist nation at one time. The United States were
Wait a minute. Taiwan has never been part of the People's Republic of China. Never. How can you reunite?
Sorry, I agree with you on that, John. I'm just saying this is the way they perceive it.
Well, they think that way. You're right. It's a fantasy. But go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Right. And same thing with Malaysia and Hong Kong. Everything in their as when I was in a do it, we were doing a meeting recently because we was having to discuss issues about Yemen. And so what I got told about that at that time is that this is their narrative. And the United States, especially with Biden being president, very weak president, and I hear that quite a bit, that he's a weak president. So therefore, although he is aware of what's going on, he knows what the game plan is supposed to be, he's not really very proactive. And Hillary is, you know, as I've been told, Hillary is the main one that is steering his administration with quite a bit of headbutting with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris doesn't really, and when I say get the game plan, I don't say that as being for it. I'm not for any of it, but it's just to say Kamala wants to be a famous first African-American, so to speak, female president ever, and she knows that Biden will not be there the entire duration. And I don't know if I've said this yet here or not, John, because I forget when this all happened at this point now, but her and Hillary got into a big argument, and it was one that a friend of mine was able to overhear at the time. And as the argument ensued, Kamala was letting Hillary know, I am going to be the most powerful woman in the world, and I will be president soon, and we're going to go by the way I say it's being done and not the way you're saying it's being done. And to that response, Hillary looked around at the other people standing in the room and said, this woman undoubtedly does not know how things are run in Washington. And that being said, we have what we call seven levels in government and hierarchies and things like that. Normally your president is what they would consider to be a level three. When you get into level 4 to 5, now you're getting into the Kissingers, people like that, that are basically dictating what goes on to these governments around the world. Well, Hillary tried to get to level 4, but she was rejected, even though she did some pretty some pretty hideous things to try to do so. But she was knocked back. But in that regard, though, she does know what these very evil actors have in mind. And therefore, it was interesting to see how that argument ensued. But the issue with Ukraine and things like that is not going to happen as of yet. I did get a confirmation, though, on some intel I've known about for about a year and a half from Israel, that because the Israel intelligence had said to me for a long time that they have to, in order to bring in the New World Order and to bring in the what they call the One Belt, One Road initiative that China has, which actually is guided by Israel. It's just that China is the military backbone of that, of what they're planning to do. But they needed to bring the United States down to crash the economy here, to bring down the global economy in order to bring in that one world global new economic system that they're going to do. And but I was always told by Israeli intelligence, and I know I've shared this with you guys before, that eventually Russia would end up doing a limited nuclear strike if needed. Doesn't mean that it's inevitable, but if needed. And so that information was confirmed to be accurate, but was told that what they're hoping to do, as they said, and this is what was very interesting, John, is the way it was said to me. The plan, and that's what I thought was interesting, the plan is that the coming environmental challenges should cripple the United States enough to a point to where we should be brought down economically in every way you can possibly imagine in that regards there. When that was said, though, he said, but if the American people prove to be resilient, then the backup plan was for Russia to hit a couple of cities with limited nuclear strike in order to finish us off. But that's only if they have to. Part of those natural disasters, of course, the things we've talked about before, you know, you've got the earthquakes, you've got all kinds of things that are coming. In fact, I don't know if they've disclosed this publicly yet, but they're fixing to start publicly disclosing that other planets are having some very serious issues. They're heating up. They're being hit by these asteroids, things like that. And that's kind of like what we're expected to have. But one thing that really caught me by surprise was New Madrid. And I know this is your backyard there, John, right, when it comes to New Madrid. But a friend of mine was actually in a seismologist meeting, which in fact, I think either yesterday or today, they're going to have another meeting at the Pentagon specifically about the earthquakes and stuff that are coming. But I got the information on New Madrid that it will, their full anticipation is that the New Madrid will actually go completely active within the next 3 years, as early as a low probability, 2021, but a great probability is 2023. And again, I revert back, John, to the verbiage planned events. I know we have the technology to create earthquakes that are just massive as it is.
That's right.
I mean, we can, and people probably have no idea of these things, but we could actually create 100 on the Richter scale. That's how big we, but they don't have no idea what it would do to the Earth. They don't know if it would just annihilate us at that point.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Go ahead.
With that being said, I think that and this is just a conjecture on my part as I listened to this information recently, is that the low probability versus the high probability being the fall of this year, like I said, or to 2023, I think that has more to do with their timing. So if they feel like that they need New Madrid to go active in, say, the late fall of this year, they'll make that happen. Now, I do know that they say that what Texas experienced with all this freezing weather is definitely going to begin in the fall of this year, and it's going to happen all across the South, and that we will experience power outages like extremely long term, that you should be stocked up on food and water because in anticipation of these types of events coming. Places that are typically cold will end up experiencing very warm weather, totally opposite. And southern states will end up with very, very cold weather. Not to mention high winds. You know, I've told we were going to get another hurricane breaking season, that they may even rename the storms to hypercanes because they will average between 140 to 250 mile an hour winds at their centers. And of course, there are three locations on the planet that are very volatile for seismic activity. Our West Coast right now being one of those, the Cascadia, that is. But the highest probabilities of a massive earthquake, the highest one is Italy, and followed by Japan. And as the way it was said, if people lived in those areas, I would leave. That's how bad they're anticipating the earthquakes there to go off.
Amazing. Amazing. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The COVID relief sale is still in force today. It's going to be shut down in a day or two, so take advantage of it now. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We got Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve Ben-Noon. We're giving him special attention because he has limited time. His website's israelinewslive.org. We got a couple of callers on hold here, or a caller. Deborah in Arizona, do you have a question or comment for Steve, please, Deborah? Or what is your question or comment?
Yeah, this goes along exactly with what he was just saying, but I just have one more question. I was listening to another show that I believe that they're correct, but they're saying Trump is speaking with Putin and that... because they still have some type of connection there. Also, Putin's threat of sending something over here to one of the major cities. Also, the military, all military now, does not like Biden in the office, including, of course, all the leaders of the world. So they were talking about that... They want to somehow remove him from office, but they're in this calendary type thing where it's all based on their tactics, in other words. And apparently Trump is still riding around in that limo from Washington. So I don't know, these are just things I'm hearing, although this radio show I listen to is, I believe they have knowledge of things. So can anybody explain any of that?
I'm not aware of myself. Steve, you have any follow-up to Deborah's comments?
Well, I can tell you this. I wouldn't doubt that Vladimir Putin and Trump stay in touch with one another. And as far as there are so many people that are hopeful that Trump would go back in. Unfortunately, it won't be the case. These globalists that are in behind these presidents, that steer these presidents in which direction they go, for whatever their bent reason is, they decided to keep Trump from being reelected. He was definitely supposed to go back in as part of the plan, and which would have given us a little bit more grace period. But that time is speeding up. And this is a pretty deep subject when we say speeding up, because it has a lot to do with other factors involved that include the Hadron Collider, the destabilization of what we call the ether, which is what holds the dimensions together. I won't even get into that, because there's really no way to explain all that in such a short period of time.
No.
Yeah.
I've read up on that.
Okay, but the short of it.
I understand. You still read on the collider. Go ahead.
Right. The short answer to this is Trump will not come back in as far as that goes. I have to really, though, give credit here, and even with their relationship, Putin and Trump, and I'm certainly not for communism by no means, but Putin does seem to have a genuine concern for the Christians of this country. And he does not want to be the bad guy that ends up, you know, even though he is part of this globalist agenda of a new world order, you know, undoubtedly he thinks it's a good thing. But as well, though, he sees the mistakes that Biden is making, because Biden is trying to push this war early at the direction of Hillary Clinton, trying to get this to go off earlier. And this whole thing with Ukraine, we reported this before they ever moved the first tanks of any kind. I'd gotten a phone call from Washington that Biden had gone to Ukraine, made a deal with the Ukrainian government, because he wanted to ensure that the American-Israeli pipeline was the one that was going to feed Europe and not the Nord Stream 2 that had already been negotiated out with Germany and all these other countries. And so I was told that the Ukrainian military is going to move their troops to, quote unquote, take back the Donbas and Crimea regions to provoke Russia in order to try to get Russia to back off on the Nord Stream 2. But it's going to be pushed as if Russia is the aggressor in the media. It'd be everything totally opposite of what we were told. Every single thing I was told is exactly the way it played out. And yes, the media made it look like, oh, Russia's the bad guy and the Ukrainians are going in there to save the day. But again, it was because of the greed of Biden and his family members that were going to get very lucrative money from pushing to switch this deal out. Nonetheless, it could have turned into a very serious issue, especially after the executive order that Biden signed. We could have really been in a world of mess as a result of this. Luckily, though, Putin backed down. And by the way, this is during the time when Putin said about Biden, he said, "You are putting Christian people at great harm."
Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. Steve, you got a scoot?
I do. Sorry about that, guys. Next week, back on track.
We'll be back with Leon and Jeff Nyquist after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, and my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We got things there that will help you survive what's coming at us. Water filters, wood-burning stoves that make no smoke, Professor McKinney's wing generator, and, of course, the energy cleaner. We're getting caught up on back orders this week. It's been a struggle, and it will continue to be for, well, we don't know how far into the future. But if you have issues with arthritis pain, if you want to sleep as good as you have not slept in years, check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it at my website, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Filling with Leon Green with our roundtable group. He is a former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Let's see. Our next caller here, gentlemen, is Jay in Maryland. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, yes.
Go ahead, down here.
So I was, I know that you have, again, I can never listen live, unfortunately. I always have to listen to your podcast after the fact. But I know today you're doing your roundtable. So Just had an interesting incident with a relative that lives up in Pennsylvania, and I'm wondering if anyone in the state of Pennsylvania has had this issue with their insurance company. I have a relative that is on medication for a pretty serious thyroid issue, and we got a letter from her doctor's office saying, okay, we got you set up to get your COVID shot. Make sure you get your COVID shot because you need to come and get your blood panel so we can get your medication. So she called the doctor's office and said, I'm not going to take the COVID shot. And they said, well, we can't let you into the office, which is ridiculous. There was a lot of back and forth going on. And then she basically, it's the insurance companies that are doing this. So I'm curious if anyone from the state of Pennsylvania has had any issues with their insurance company. This is one that's a Medicare one. I don't know because she's over 65. Not allowing them into the office without a COVID shot. If this is the case, I mean, now we've crossed another threshold where, we're going to have to get our medications on the black market or find doctors that are willing to, go around the back door to do it.
Amazing. I've not heard that myself. Yeah. Lynn, have you heard such a thing anywhere yourself?
Negative. I have not heard anything of that nature.
Okay. Jeff, have you heard such a thing taking place?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. It's very, yeah. Well, Jay, we appreciate
the heads up.
I
would keep it on the back burner. I don't want to spread fear, conspiracy theories. It's a reality for a relative of mine. And, it's just, again, it's the camel's nose under the tent. So just everyone be aware. And if anyone knows of any of this happening with any insurance companies, please, we got to see how we can get around this.
Right. Right.
Thanks for your time, John.
Okay.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For the call. Well, I'm not aware of any insurance company only operates in one state. There probably are such entities, but I would suspect this would be something much bigger than the state of Pennsylvania. I don't want to dwell on that. Jeff, Stephen Noon made some rather disturbing news for us in various areas. And I know you were carefully listening. What follow-up, if any, do you have to Steve Bannon's comment, sir?
Well, I take a different view of Putin. Look, yesterday there was an announcement in Russia of another call-up of reservists. So they're for training. So it looks like they might be back on the border of Ukraine soon. We have to see where these call-ups happen. It seems to be of a similar nature as the previous call-up training round that put those troops on the border. We don't really have a good picture of what this is all about, what the Russians are doing. We know they're gearing up their military. They're increasing their readiness. They're increasing the training of all their troops, including the reservists. Chinese are going through the same thing. They're doing the same thing. What I would suggest is that I am suspicious of the idea that Ukraine and Taiwan is really the focus of China and Russia. I believe the focus is us, the United States, because their doctrine is surprise and to unpredictability. Maskarovka is the method the Russians use, and that means they are not supposed to be predictable. So if they seem to be putting pressure or there seems to be a war about to happen with one thing, I would keep my eye out if they're mobilizing for another set of targets.
I agree. The appearance of going after Ukraine and the appearance of going after Taiwan is certainly a great, could be and probably is, a great form of deception, right, Jeff?
Well, yeah, and we have Chiao Chen's speech refers to this deception. He says, they can all see the tiny island of Taiwan, but they cannot see our real cause, which is to destroy America.
I want to touch on something briefly, and Steve brought up the topic of the Philadelphia experiment. I've personally met one of the engineers who was there and spoke with him long enough to confirm that the Philadelphia experiment did in fact take place. Another very dear friend of mine worked shoulder to shoulder with two engineers who were at the Philadelphia experiment as well, and they also confirmed that the Philadelphia experiment did in fact take place, and the Eldridge, a Navy warship, instantly moved from the Philadelphia Naval Yard to Norfolk, Virginia, in a heartbeat. That did, in fact, happen. And it's a fascinating area. And the Superconductor Supercollider in Texas was an attempt to follow up on that, which had some success. And, of course, the collider in on the Swiss-French border is the next current manifestation of that technology being experimented with. Okay. Well, Jeff, what direction do you want to go next here? We got a break coming up here in about 10 minutes, 8 or 10 minutes.
Well, I just since you met somebody on the Philadelphia experiment and you just met it, just mentioned it, were there a lot of people injured on that ship in that experiment?
There were people who died. There were people who were permanently injured. There were people who no longer were normal human beings psychologically for the rest of their lives. And they also had their bodies were changed in such a manner that they could be in a bar talking and with some people and then just be gone. So all those things took place. What the Navy attempted to do was make the ship disappear to radar, and of course it did, in fact, go to another location. It scared the hell out of everybody there for very good reason. On one hand, on the other, once they stumbled upon this technology inadvertently, they weren't about to walk away from it. They wanted to figure out how it worked, how to control it, how to make use of it. And that those experiments are continuing to this day.
Now, Nikola Tesla, who was involved in that, he died around that time, didn't he?
Well, he's supposed to have died, yes, sir.
Yeah, in a hotel room in Philadelphia, he was part of the experiment. It's interesting. These advanced technologies that people were experimenting with around World War II and have done that since. There's military applications, but I wanted to mention I talked to a military advisor to Congress some years ago about this. We all know about the super EMP weapon that Russia developed. One of the things they did is they broke a barrier in the electromagnetic spectrum in developing this kind of weapons, that when you increase the energy range in certain frequencies, there's this barrier. And I don't fully understand it, but the scientists here in the United States determined that the Russians had somehow broken this barrier. And the mind-boggling thing that I was told was that it had implications for this same kind of thing, being able to teleport from one end of the universe to the other, being able to break this barrier. So there's some incredibly bizarre technological advances which have taken place in Russia, and then you mentioned this, which we do not understand the full implications of.
No, we don't. Well, while we're on it, my brother-in-law, who's now deceased, he was a Navy career man, and he ran across classified documents in Pearl Harbor that there's two navies, the Atlantic Navy and the Pacific Navy. The Atlantic Navy was one doing the Philadelphia experiment. The Pacific Navy, they had their own version where they could transport three-dimensional objects through a cable from one point A to point B with the speed of light. So these things are real, and to doubt it is foolish. It's funny, if you try to look up the superconducting supercollider in Texas, the world's largest machine, by the way, it's like it never existed. You can't find anything that took place in the articles after the mid to late 1980s. Let's take this call here, gentlemen. We got Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Okay. Hi there. Good morning. Can you stand to change the subject? I have a question on an entirely... No. If you want me to call back some other time, I'll be happy to do that.
Go ahead, Melissa. We're ready
for
change. Positive.
Okay. No. Well, you can revert back to the subject when I'm finished, but let me ask you this. This is going to be different from state to state to state to state. So what do you have to say about the ability of hospitals if we have to go to the hospital? Can a hospital force a vaccination upon us as a patient? What do you know about the ability.
They can't
of a hospital
force any medication or treatment on a person without their informed consent. They can't do that. They can deny you treatment, but they can't make you do anything.
Does the informed consent have to be spelled out, or can it be something? Does it have to be something that we understand, or something that we don't understand?
Well, not everybody has the same cognitive ability there, Melissa. Almost half the adults in this country are either semi-literate or illiterate.
Wow. Okay, no, because I just wondered whether or not if we, like, ended up in the ER for some reason and then we, you know, took a nap and or fell asleep, if we stood the possibility of waking up to a jab in our arm.
Well, that should not happen. That should not happen, but I see it being a possibility.
Okay, because that was the one thing that I was concerned about, that we would have, you know, the hospital tends to stick piles of paperwork in front of you and have you sign it. And I just wondered whether or not it would be specifically spelled out if they were requiring vaccinations of their patients.
Maybe it would be hidden in a pile of papers, but it should be spelled out specifically. You're right.
Okay, well, I just wanted to address that, because I think that everybody still reserves the right to refuse medical care. Okay,
right.
And the vaccinations are under medical care, correct? That's the category they fall into?
I'm not sure what you mean. The vaccinations are under medical care.
Well, vaccinations are considered medical care?
Well, it's a medical treatment, right. Of course it is, yeah.
Okay, just asking. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. Well, Jeff, I don't believe you and I have ever talked about the Philadelphia experiment and the related technologies. It's a fascinating area. What they're doing in Europe is scarily dangerous. They're messing with powers and forces that they think they understand, but I don't believe they really comprehend. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, it's just like making food that where you mix different genetic, plants and animals to put insecticide and pesticides inside of the food naturally, that then the food grows and we eat it. And so now we're eating what? You know, stuff that has toxins in it, higher level of toxicity in normal food. So what's the wisdom of that? We when you have a technology, you don't necessarily understand what all its implications are.
Well, they don't, and I find it very scary that they're doing this. The collider in Europe is the most powerful electromagnetic field ever created by human beings in modern times. We don't know what our ancestors did thousands of years ago. We know they had the ability to split the atom because the evidence exists. But they're messing with very powerful forces here that may allow transportation instantaneously to the moon or Mars or any other place they want to go. It's really scary. Leon, do you have any follow-up on what we're talking about here, sir?
No, I've just read a little bit about the Montauk experiment. I don't have any firsthand like you do with your friends and engineers.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm not sure. Do you want to? Well, we got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. Jeff, you want to go down this rabbit hole any further?
Well, of course, it opens the question of secret weapons in this era of military competition between East and West. What kind of secret weapons, you know, the black budgets in the U.S., and what kind of super weapons may be hidden in? There was in 2018 a reference in Putin's speech then. In which he unveiled all kinds of super weapons. He referred to a weapon that I don't understand what he was referring to, but it was some kind of exotic, you know, probably a field-related weapon, electromagnetic field weapon. And he said, if you think you're ahead in this, you're wrong. We're ahead in this too. And so it was kind of scary because we don't even know what these weapons can do or what the implications are. But it's a frightening thing.
Yes, right. A very frightening thing. We got a caller on hold. We got a break coming up. Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Morning. I don't know if you discussed it here, but did you know that when they did the Russians did that exercise there in the Ukraine and Crimea, that what they saw from satellite over here were actually inflatables? Did you know that? They were just blown up decoys, inflated balloons. Yeah, I'll send you some info. It was reported in the Sun. And also, something to look into if you can for me. I've been looking at it. The Looking Glass Project. Apparently it's still ongoing. And can you hold me over? Or?
Sure, we'll have you wrap it up here real quick when we get back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
All right, we'll go ahead and get back to what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Murr, what's your final comment? We need to move it up here.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, when you get looking into that, is the same thing they kept coming up with every time they tried this Looking Glass Project was two scenarios, and the number one, so the most prevalent, was that there's a great awakening and things turn around because, you know, we change things through our observation and the way we handle things, right? I mean, we see that with placebo effect and no placebo effect or nocebo, which is like a curse on yourself. And the second proposition is the one that they keep pushing for, and that is provoking a catastrophe. Okay. But one last thing. Jabs, you know, like in boxing, that's cute. B-A-G-S, backwards. I call it stabs. But we can end this with, we don't need no stinking badges.
Okay.
And vaccine means cow's blood. It never was a good thing. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call. All right. Well, we'll do a summary here, and we'll start with Leon and your summary, and then we'll go to Jeff for his summary. Go ahead, Leon. Your summary for the week, sir.
All I'd say is that, you know, like you were talking about the preparedness and your thing of the day, your tip of the day. I actually saw this one article, and I thought it was a quick statement. Let me just read it to you. And if you have to fight, do not fear death. We will all die one day. So fight skillfully and bravely. And if it is to be that you die, then at least you go to God proudly. Meet him as a proud warrior that you once were, and not as a sniveling coward. Nobody lives forever.
All right.
I thought that was pretty profound.
It is profound. It is profound. Well, thank you, sir. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Well, I suppose I would add to that and say that truth and courage go together. You can't have the truth if you don't have the courage to get there. And if you don't have courage, a lot of things just simply aren't possible. And I think we have to also work to know the truth. It isn't something that falls in our lap. It takes effort.
It does take effort. Well, thank you, gentlemen. The roundtable went well. Jeff, I'll have you back tomorrow morning for a discussion on the International Communist Conspiracy, and we'll do this again next Tuesday. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. What a show this was. Fast moving. A lot of topics covered, obviously. Tomorrow morning we'll have. Let's see, Chance with Simple Clean Foods, first hour, Professor McKinney, hour two, and Jeff Nyquist will be back once again for hour three. Thursday morning, we'll have Kirk with Roddy Peer, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, hour two, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Steve Hunt, the top of hour three, and Tom Berryhill, the bottom of the hour. We now have a new doctor that works with us on Fridays, my personal physician, Dr. Huff will be a regular guest along with Tom Berryhill the first hour. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaners, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, if ever get your guns. Lead you a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.